apparently he used to be in Cheers, but now he's in, see what I did there?
Yeah.
Now he's about to star in the second series of episodes. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in our guest this morning, the wonderful, the brilliant Mr. Matt LeBlanc, our top guest. And here he is. Look. Wow. It's Matt LeBlanc.
It's really him.
It's really him. He's like a handsome action man.
Good morning.
How are you?
But in real life. Hi, how are you?
How's it going, buddy?
Nice to see you.
You too.
We just met in the corridor briefly. Yeah,
by the toilet.
Well,
now I tried to.
Did you wash your hands?
I did.
No,
did
I like
you?
That.
I avoided that because
I didn't wee.
I wanted to go to the toilet and I'd seen that Matt had gone and I purposely waited until you came back because I didn't want to run into you in the toilet. Oh. That's a bad place to meet.
I'd like to run into you in the toilet.
Really?
Come on now, let's keep it clean.
Oh, well, no, but in a manly hetero girl. Man way. Anyway, good morning, welcome.
Thanks, nice to be here. How are you guys this morning?
Good, thank you.
Yeah. All right, things are good. Yeah. And there's Alad there. He's going to come and move your microphone so we can hear your sexy voice. Look at that.
How's that better?
Oh. Yeah. Hey. A lot better.
What time would you normally wake up on a Monday?
I have an 8-year-old, so I have to get her to school. So up about 6.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
6 in the morning, yeah.
Do you drive her to school?
Yeah.
You do the school run?
I do, yeah.
Is that a long journey or...?
It's not far, but it's kind of like a heavily traveled route in the morning. So to get there is about a half hour. To get home is like 5 minutes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, that's all right.
Mm. Yeah. And if she eats her breakfast quick, I'll take her in the Porsche. If she lollygags, she gets to go in the SUV.
And does she have a CD of choice? Is there a particular song?
Christmas songs every morning.
Really? No. Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Even in July.
Any time of the year, Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of cool.
It is cool, but it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. She's different.
But do you not find you kind of get to March and you're thinking, if I hear Frosty the Snowman one more time?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed, all that.
Yeah. It's great. Maybe. I don't have a choice. She won't let. She won't have it any other way.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that.
Well, maybe one day she'll turn around and go, actually, do you know what? I want to listen to something else today.
Yeah.
Put Howard Stern on, something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
But every now and then I'll say, what Christmas song? She'll say, nah, Lady Gaga today.
Ooh.
Okay.
Imagine if Lady Gaga brought out a Christmas album, though.
So
incredible.
It's funny. So if you were to peruse my iPod, you'd see all the kind of music I listen to, and then some very bizarre kind of stuff. You say, well, what's all this about? And, that's my little girl. Sorry, I gotta have it in there.
And do you often find yourself on the commute back from dropping off your daughter? You often leave that Christmas CD on.
Sometimes.
I like that.
I'm not going to lie to you.
And you're in the Porsche and you pull up to the traffic lights and someone pulls up next to you and goes, oh my God, look who it is. And you're going there, Frosty the Snowman. How are you?
Or a little Burl Ives.
Oh, love it. Love it. Well, welcome to London.
Well, thanks.
When did you get here?
I've been here just over a week now.
Oh, so you've been enjoying our beautiful weather.
It's been great.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Where do you live now? Where are you based?
Los Angeles.
Right, so you won't be used to this rain business, really.
It's actually been raining there, believe it or not. I mean, we get rain once in a blue moon, but we need it. LA is like always in a drought. You guys have a drought going on.
Yeah, which
here.
Is ridiculous. Oh, yeah. When you're up to your ankles in water, yet there's a drought warning.
We're currently in a drought right now.
Right now.
When it rains, we're always in a drought. This country crumbles. If there's too much bad weather.
Bear in mind, there's water everywhere, and it's an island surrounded by water, yet we're still in a drought.
Yeah, how can that be?
I don't know.
If you use a hose pipe or your sprinklers, they will literally shoot you dead on sight.
Okay.
It's that bad.
Good to know.
Not with the water.
So don't be switching on anyone's sprinklers. Well, I was in LA. I just come back. I was there for a couple of weeks. Every time I go to LA, it seems to rain.
Where do you stay when you go to LA?
I stay at my friend's house because it's free.
Oh, that's smart.
Did you like that? You know, I've thought about the hotel business, but this is a great
It's nothing
deal.
Better than free, is it?
It's free.
Yeah.
Stay at my mate Peter's house, and he's not there either. So perfect.
Right.
I mean, I like him. If he was there, it'd be great. But I got there a couple of weeks ago on a Thursday and went to see a friend of mine. It was great. Woke up Friday morning. Rained all day. All day. But I was there the year before. I was there for the day of the LA Marathon, which was like... some of the worst rain LA had for years. It was just all day, it just rained.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, them poor joggers out. Because what I got told, I went to New York first, and then I went to LA, and I got told by people in New York, don't drive in LA if it's raining, because Los Angelinos don't know what to do when it rains there. People are just like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, also, it doesn't rain that often, so when it does rain, all the oil and the roads get real slick.
Right.
Because they never get washed off. So, A, they don't know what they're doing, and B, it's like driving on ice. Right. So, yeah, stay in if it's raining.
That sounds like fun, though.
Yeah.
I like it. We played a little montage of you being interviewed early this morning, which really made me smile. Let me try and find it. These are highlights of Matt LeBlanc's interviews. Right.
And then over the years or just over the last few days?
Recent ones.
Kind of a mixture over the years. And then we're going to discuss what you're about to hear. Okay?
So tell the folks what you've been up to.
Nothing.
Okay? Nothing at all.
Having a good summer? What have you been doing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
My favorite thing in the world to do is nothing.
It is.
Here are.
there's a theme, obviously.
Yeah, there's a theme. That is my favorite thing to do.
Nothing. Is it really?
I'm the laziest guy I know.
I love that.
Yeah.
But you can do nothing.
I'm great at it.
But it takes effort to do nothing.
Not really.
Really?
No.
See, now, I think, though, sometimes for me, I mean, I've got it down to fine art, doing nothing. But I think...
I'll give you a run for your money.
Really? Yeah. Well, let's just see.
Oh, yeah.
I'm technically doing nothing right now.
Me neither.
But do you still get paid for Friends being broadcast around the world?
Exactly. That's why I do nothing.
So right now...
I'd be doing nothing if I still got paid for Friends.
Yeah. Right now, you're technically earning money because it will be on somewhere in the world.
Probably, yeah.
So technically, you could say you're working.
From home.
You could say I'm working.
Right. You would say you're doing...
I would say I'm doing nothing.
I like it. What a life.
But you see, it's not doing nothing. It's actively relaxing, maybe. That's not nothing.
That's a new twist on an old thing.
It's an active relaxation day.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld does this routine about doing nothing, and that it's harder than it looks because if you don't pay attention, you might find yourself
doing something,
accidentally doing something, and then you're screwed because you were doing nothing.
Mm. Yeah. Now you're doing something.
Do you have any kind of routine? So you drop your daughter to school, you come back. Let's say it's a Wednesday.
Come back, go to the gym for a couple of hours.
So you do that every day, the gym?
Yeah, about 5 days a week.
Wow.
And then, so you go to the gym, then a little bit of nothing after that.
And now, would this nothing be at home, or could it be?
It could really be anywhere.
Sure.
Doesn't matter.
Sure.
Like, have a little something to eat, then maybe a little more.
Nothing.
Nothing. I like that, yeah.
Follow that up with a bit of nothing, and then nothing.
Right.
And then nothing.
Do you pick your daughter up from school?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Depends. If I have stuff going on, you know, nothing.
Right.
In the afternoon, then I'll have the what do you call it, au pair over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nanny or whatever.
She'll go and pick her up.
Sure, because you're busy doing...
Nothing.
I get it. Wow.
Yeah, you should come stay at my house. Yeah.
I will. By the sound of it, I wouldn't even see you. I wouldn't get in the way. So imagine if I stayed at Matt's and he was like, Chris, I need a word. Your something is getting in the way of my nothing. Well,
right.
You know,
Can't not have it.
I don't, you know.
You must be someone, you mustn't get bored easily.
No.
I presume.
I do not get bored ever.
Like, but do you have, like I have things that I do when I'm doing nothing. I can watch a lot of TV. I can watch a lot of TV, movies.
Hmm.
Or I can play Xbox. Or I can sit and play on YouTube. And I can kill hours. I mean, literally, I can get home at midday and find myself looking at stupid YouTube clips till 6 in the evening.
Right.
And then I go, I better go and have something to eat. And then watch TV.
Right. Yeah, you know, I have an Xbox and I go through phases with that. Like, I'll get a new game, you know, Call of Duty or one of those kind of games, and play it till you make it all the way through and you just, till your eyeballs are bleeding.
Right.
And then look at the clock and go, wow, I've been sitting here for 8 hours.
Yeah, it's Friday.
And you go through like a couple of weeks of that and then I won't touch it for a year or more.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So a lot of times during my nothing, I'll go down, I'll jump on one of the bikes and go for a ride, because California, especially in and around L.A., or, well, I guess anywhere in California, really, there's just all the mountains and the weather. Mm-hmm. It's ideal for riding pretty much all year round.
You're talking about motorbikes?
Yeah.
How many motorbikes have you got?
30.
30?
30?
Yeah.
That's a lot of bikes.
For a man that does nothing, that's too many bikes.
Oh, that's not normal.
Surely just trying to keep them all cleaned and running is a full-time job.
Yeah, they're all clean, they all run.
Yeah, but Dave, he doesn't keep them all running and clean. He has someone do that for him, because that would mean doing something.
No, that's kind of... That's right up there with nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's kind of mindless, you know, just kind of therapeutical, mm-hmm. nothing.
Right. See, I'd be careful, because it looks like you're doing way more than you realize.
No. Not the way I do it.
Okay.
One hand in my pocket, and kind of shine with that hand.
Yep.
Yeah. That qualifies as nothing. Yeah.
I like it.
30 motorbikes.
An oil change here and there, you know.
Now I do want to come and stay at yours. Do you have a spare room?
I do.
Can I stay?
Sure.
Wicked.
You can come in there.
I won't do anything, though. I promise.
As long as you promise not to do anything.
Listen, I won't. I won't get in the way. Do you have a pool?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that would qualify as something.
Yeah, but...
That'd be swimming.
Yeah, but I'll just...
Or just floating.
I'll just sit by the pool.
And do...
Occasionally swim. I have a sunbathing routine, which is just a loop of... putting cream on, having a cigarette, wait for the cream to set in, sit in the sun, have a cigarette, get bored, go in the pool,
reapply cream.
Have a cigarette while I dry, reapply the cream, have another cigarette, get back down again. I'll do that all day.
Oh, nice.
Occasionally go into the house for nothing, just to move, and then come back out again, and then say, oh, it's really hot, and then do it
back
again.
Back in the pool, right.
So with that, I wouldn't get in your way.
Right. Where do you do that at? Out in the valley where I live, it's hot. You can only do that for about an hour. You roast.
Oh, that's all right. I'll do it for an hour, and then I'll just spend the rest inside looking at your motorbikes.
And doing nothing.
Yeah. Matt, can I clean one of your bikes?
No.
You're eating into my world now. That's too much. That's too much. How long are you going to be in London for?
I think I'm here just till the tail end of this week.
Right, okay. You enjoying it?
Yeah.
You've been out? You had fun?
I went out to dinner the other night, and I think I drank my body weight in sake. That was pretty
nice.
Fun.
You know about that the next morning, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you like to drink? Do you like your drink?
Yeah, as much as the next guy, every now and then.
The next guy is me and Dave. Really, yeah. Depending on which direction you go in.
We're not so much now and then, we're more now.
Yeah. I'm drunk right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Can't even tell.
No, it's not true, actually. We're a lot better now than we used to be.
We're getting old and boring.
Yeah. We are. We're looking after ourselves.
Good.
I drank at the weekend and felt guilty.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Because I'm trying to look after myself this year.
And what do you drink? What's your poison choice?
Because I'm drinking less and I'm training and I'm trying to watch my diet and lose weight, I try and drink kind of light beers because there's less calories. Mm. But they're very hard to find in the UK. So I would go with a Budweiser because there's no wheat.
Really? Is that right?
Yes, sir. It's made of rice.
Didn't know that.
Budweiser?
Yes, sir.
You sure?
I think so.
Rice beer?
Now you're all looking at me.
I think you're making that up.
No. I don't think it's made from
rice.
Isn't
there a picture of wheat on the label?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I think there is. No, I'm going to Google this.
Don't say that. Now I'll get...
I don't think...
I'm worried I'm all bloated.
Hang on. I would think that we would know if Budweiser was unique in being brewed differently to all other beers.
No, I thought...
I would think that if it was a rice beer, wouldn't it be one of the Asian beers?
Like Asahi or something.
Yeah.
Why are you picking on me?
Well, because I just... We don't believe you.
Well, fine.
But you see, we could find out now.
I'll move
on
to sake.
We could find out, but that would constitute doing something.
Right, we don't want to get near that.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you go and find out if that's true, Mr. Doing Stuff?
Yeah.
Now you're screwed.
Yeah.
I'm either right or you're working.
You're right to find out
the answer.
Budweiser is made up of 30% rice.
Boom!
In addition to hops and barley malt.
And any wheat?
No.
In your faces.
But does that make it unique?
In your faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's any other beer. What's another common beer? What about Miller?
Miller?
I'm on it.
Okay.
Give me 2 minutes.
Mm. All right. He's on it. He's the do something guy.
All right.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Well, you know, I hope you've had fun in London. You know, I hope it,
yeah,
it shows.
London's a great town. I really, you know, we shot the first season here, the entire first season or series, as you say, and then the second series we shot all but 1 week, because the first year we were here in the spring into the summer, and then the second year we were here like October to February.
Right.
So it was a little harder to shoot outside. You could see your breath, and that doesn't really sell Los Angeles.
Not really, no. Well, I fell for it because I watched, I believed it was all filmed in L.A.
Yeah, it looked good the first season, yeah. Second season is I think, a little bigger, broader, funnier, a little more... there's two more episodes, so there's a little more character development. And, you know, in the first year of a series, you tend to have a lot of exposition, a lot of pipe to lay, if you will, to sort of set up the world where the characters live. Now with all that work done in the first season, the second season, they're kind of all, everyone's off the leash.
Yeah, you can just get on with it.
Yeah, so yeah. it's a little easier for the writers.
Well, it's a great show, and I watched the first episode of episodes when it was on TV, and I thought, it's a good idea. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. And then for whatever reason, never went back, and people would say, oh, it's really, really good. So in preparation for you coming in, I thought, I need to go back and watch a couple of episodes. I watched the entire series.
Oh, good.
In one sitting.
And what did you think?
I loved it.
You know, it's little strange because it's been sort of marketed as my new show. And the first episode, I think I'm in it for like 30 seconds.
You are, yeah. And you don't do a lot, weirdly.
All I do is crash a car.
Yeah, and then I think you kind of... Is it? Do you have the meat? No, I don't think that's all you do, isn't it? Yeah, you're not in it at all.
I think it's like 28 seconds or something like that, whatever.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's right up my alley.
Look at that.
You know what I like to do.
Your agent must have seen that and gone, Matt, this.
It's
obviously,
you.
They left you a voicemail because you wouldn't have picked the phone up. That would be doing something. Matt, call me. I've got a script here that will literally, well, it's a page. That's all it is. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. All right, well, look, let's do the news, and then we'll play a couple of songs, we'll come back, we'll talk more about the new series of episodes, which starts on the 11th of May, on Friday night, on BBC Two. And if you haven't seen the first series, or season, as they call it in America...
I think season sounds better. I like
season.
See,
we say in America, series is the show as a whole.
Yeah.
A show is a series.
You know, oh, so
I mean?
would you say episodes?
So instead of saying television show, you say television series.
So a series would then be made up of however many seasons.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
But do you use the word episode?
Episode, yeah, an episode of the series.
Right. But it,
and an episode of episodes.
Which is part...
It'd be one episode of an episode of a season in a series.
Say that again?
See, now you're making him work.
It'd be an episode of a season in a series.
An episode of a season in a series.
No.
Yes,
an episode of a series.
No.
I don't want to break this up, but we're late for news.
Okay.
Right,
and more importantly, did you find out about Miller?
Do you know what? I'm finding it difficult to understand exactly.
Why don't you just Google beers with wheat, beers without wheat? And see what comes
up. Can you do it like a graph or something?
Fine. Yeah, after the news, I'll have them ready.
And then Google dogs in hats. Are you an animal lover?
Yeah, see if you can Google doing nothing.
Yeah,
in a hat.
Google Matt LeBlanc doing nothing.
Fine.
And then it'll cut to just a live feed of you sitting here like this. all right, well, good. Well, stay there. Don't go away yet.
All right.
We'll do Dominic and Tina with the news, and then we'll play a song or two, and then we'll come back. If you have any questions from our 811-999 on the text, and we might read some out.
It's exactly 8:40.
Sorry about that. Matt and I were just talking about doing nothing.
Yeah, we're just in the middle of a story. Can you carry on?
I'm sorry. You carry on doing nothing.
Because weirdly, your finishing of the news has interrupted our conversation about nothing, which means now we have to say something.
Yes.
This is going to be Matt's favourite interview he's done in the UK. And he'll go, I did an interview with these guys. I had such a good laugh. What did you talk about? Nothing.
Yeah.
How long were you there for? An hour. And what did you talk about? Nothing.
It's an art form, though.
And it was your favourite interview? It was the best.
And what'd you do?
Nothing. In fact, he understood my love of nothing so much, he didn't ask me to do anything. He was quite happy me just sitting there. In fact, I took a nap.
You wanted tips on how to do more of.
Yeah. I wouldn't even ask.
But you were just running through the rest of your day, which actually sounded quite busy.
Yeah.
In a sort of nothing kind of way.
Now that I have the gym, I go training. It gives me things to do.
Yeah.
But
that's
yeah.
you occupied till lunchtime.
I haven't played Xbox for.
And did when you go to the gym, do you train on your own? You have a trainer.
I have a trainer.
They push you hard.
Well, do you know, he doesn't really need to, because I'm one of those idiots that, you know, he knows if I turn up and go, can we do fun stuff today because I'm tired? He goes, yeah, sure. And it'll be exactly the same program as we were going to do anyway. And he knows, he does that thing where he goes, just do between 6 and 8 reps. But he knows I'll do 9 because I have to.
Right.
So okay. I think I'm fairly easy. I do swear at him a lot and use a lot of bad language.
They're probably used to that, though.
He's very, very
used to
that.
I think you're one of his better clients.
Well, you know, look, I'm paying a guy. There's no point in me paying. I could pay, you know, somebody. Why would I pay somebody to and then not do it? I may as well do it.
Well, that covers the swearing part. You're paying him.
Yeah. Because he doesn't do any. He doesn't train with me. He just watches me train. So, therefore, I pay him so I can shout and swear at him. And it seems to work out all nicely.
Yeah. Nice deal.
We have a really good relationship.
I mean, I'd get
we're on holiday together.
I'd be happy sitting there watching you train and getting sweared at if you were paying me monthly on direct debit.
It's a great gig. Mm. It really is. It's a check, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So anyway, just to let you know.
Fine.
Anyway, thank you, Dominic.
Thank you.
And thank you, Tina.
Thank you.
All right. Right, so Matt is here. Matt LeBlanc is here. We're going to play. Are we playing one song or two songs, Alan?
Two songs.
All right. And then we'll come back with more from Matt LeBlanc. If you have a question for him, why not text 81199 and text your question in. Usual rules apply. We might ask it. We might not. And obviously with today's guest, he may answer it. He may not bother. Mm. It just depends.
On his mood.
Yeah. That would be great. We'll ask a load of questions, and you just pick whichever ones you want to answer.
Yeah, sure, okay.
And if you don't want to answer it, just stay silent.
Mm, yeah.
Just shrug your shoulders.
No, don't even do that, because that would be doing something. Right, Marina the Diamonds, 8:43. All I ever wanted was the world. I cannot... Swedish House Mafia, Greyhound... All right, it's Radio 1. It's 10 to 9 in the morning. We're going to switch the cameras back on and we're going to lift the curtain up on the screen.
Yes.
And then you can see us again. I'm just padding till Dave gets back into that room.
All right, this is Visual Dave who cuts all the cameras.
There's Matt!
Are we on?
You sexy man.
Oh, come on.
Do you not think we could be brothers?
There is a similarity, definitely. And in fact, this will be borne out later on. When you have a photograph, hopefully before Matt leaves, I think that the similarities to all will be apparent.
I thought you were joking and you've been saying that.
No, there is a similarity. There is a similarity.
I see it.
Put George Clooney in there too, and there's, you know.
Yeah, the three amigos.
Yeah.
It's like looking in the mirror.
It is. If me, Matt and George Clooney went out on a night out, people would think they were drunk. They were like that. Mm. Look. Oh, handsome men. I'd like a night out with you. I bet you'd be fun. Laid back, but fun.
Very laid back.
Yeah.
That comes across. Yeah.
I reckon... Yeah,
I think you're quite laid back.
But less spring break, more Easter weekend, you know?
Mm.
Mm. Next time in LA, let's go out.
All right.
Yeah?
Sure. What do you want to do?
Go out, have a few beers.
And then?
Nothing. A very quiet night.
Excellent.
Yeah? I'll take you out. I know a few places.
You do?
Yeah, sure.
Where do you go in LA when you go out?
I found my new bar is on Sunset. It's an Irish bar, and it's as Irish as apple pie. It really is. It's an LA Irish bar, which is not Irish at all.
Does it have a lot of green and shamrocks?
No.
No,
it's like there's no point in this bar being an Irish bar whatsoever.
It doesn't have signs on the wall pointing to Tipperary and things like that.
No, they have. It's called Rock and Riley's, right? And it used to be the Cat Club, right? You know that place,
Cat and the Fiddle.
No, it's right next to the whiskey go go. So it's next to the
right in the heart of the rock and roll scene.
Yeah, and so. they've rebranded this bar as Rock and Riley's, it's called. And Riley, because that's an Irish name, obviously, Riley's. And then they have, this is so weird, they have a picture of a boy with like one eye, with a patch over one eye, because he lost his eye drinking and brawling. And they have this biography on the screen which tells you about this. This kid doesn't
exist.
It's a photo, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he was drinking when he was born and his, all of that. And they have all this blurb which goes with it. But there's nobody Irish there. They don't play any Irish music. There's no green. It's not like, at least in New York, they try because they think they're Irish.
Mm. Sure.
And they go, my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother was Irish. Welcome. Top of the morning to you. And they have Danny Boy in the jukebox or whatever.
Yep.
This place, they've got Led Zeppelin playing. They have karaoke one night a week. But it was
Zeppelin,
nice.
I think Zeppelin played a couple of gigs in Ireland back in the day.
Well, yeah, probably.
There's a link.
Or near Ireland. They might have played Liverpool.
Yeah.
You know, you could hear it with the wind. Yeah. Carried it. And, I like a bar. I like a bar for
sure.
Drink, you know?
Yeah.
Just a nice spit and sawdust bar type place.
Nice.
Yeah. And then occasionally go to somewhere fancy. But then always go back to the bar afterwards.
It's kind of where we belong.
Yeah. We'll have a great time.
Yeah.
So let's talk about episodes then. So episodes, if you haven't seen it yet, you must watch it. It's worth buying. It's worth downloading and getting into and watching the first series so you can get into the new one, which starts. It doesn't start till the 11th of May. So you've
which
got
is Friday week, isn't it?
Yeah, week Friday. Mm. BBC Two, Friday nights, 10 o'clock. So the idea, and it's a great idea, this couple, man and a woman, write a TV show in the UK. It's a big hit. And this American guy, this network boss, goes, you should come and do the show in America. Mm-hmm. So that's how Americans talk, right? You should come and do the show in America. So they go and do the show in America, and they write the show, and they change everything about the show. And then they hire Matt LeBlanc to come in and be the star of it. And
to replace Richard Griffiths.
That's right. To this fine British actor. Mm. And then they bring in Matt LeBlanc, and then it's hilarious. But it's really clever. Yeah. It's really well written. And I think the guys who wrote it have had some success in the past. I think they did Cheers.
Moderate.
Did they do Cheers and something else?
No.
No, they didn't even do that.
No, they did this show called, what's it called? Friends.
Oh, right, yeah.
Friends.
That was ages ago, though. You know.
Yeah, well, they've taken some time off. They're nice and refreshed.
Right, and well, so they should be.
Right.
Did they write Joey?
No.
No. Well, maybe they should. I don't know.
Maybe they should have.
Maybe they should have. But it's great. It's really good. And Matt plays
Matt
LeBlanc.
Yeah.
Stretch.
But after hearing you today and meeting you today, that's a lot of acting going on in there, because the Matt LeBlanc in episodes, he does way more than you do in real life.
He really does.
This guy, you would not be able to keep up with this guy.
No, that's why we can only do the small batch of shows per season.
It must exhaust you.
It does, it really does.
So this is, and it's 9 episodes for the new series, and the last one was 7.
Correct.
Which is, that's a short season in America, right?
Why 9?
Don't know. But why 7? Because normally here it's 6.
Yeah. Or 8.
6 is very popular. 6 or 8.
Well, I think 7, you have to have at least 7 to be sort of eligible for like the Emmy Awards and the Golden Globes.
Oh, really?
And that kind of stuff. And in America, you know, an initial order for a show is 12 or 13. And here it's 6. And since it's a co-production between Showtime and the BBC, somewhere in the middle, like 7 or 9 kind of thing.
But you would have thought if you're going to do 9, you'd make it 10.
So I didn't know that you need to have a certain amount of episodes to be eligible for awards and stuff. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
So because you won the Golden Globe.
I did.
For episodes. Yeah. So if they'd have had 6 instead of 7.
No, you wouldn't have won. No hardware.
It was a great acceptance speech, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I was very nervous.
You looked very surprised.
I was. Well, that was my 4th nomination, and you know, I've been there before and kind of been down that road, and you just wait, you know, to drink until your category's over, and then straight into the bottle to nurse the wound. And you know, and they said my name, and I thought, wow, that gosh, that sounds an awful lot like my name. Wow. Looked up and everyone was looking at me, and then I said, ooh, okay. Don't forget to thank your mother. Don't forget to thank your mother. Don't forget to thank your mother. And I didn't. Didn't forget to thank her.
Right. Say.
You did seem a little bit kind of like, wow, thanks. Thank you. A bit like...
Yeah.
You should
very
be
surreal. It's very surreal to stand in front of an audience and the whole crowd is made up of people whose careers you've idolized. You know, there's not one person as you look down that you don't recognize. Oh, there's Martin Scorsese and Brad Pitt and George Clooney and Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, there's Steven Spielberg. And there's, you know what I mean, just like one after the other after the other. And there you are up there going, I don't deserve to be in here. This is ridiculous.
I would imagine it is crazy. I gave an award at the BAFTAs a couple of years ago. And it was the TV BAFTAs, the television BAFTAs, as opposed to the movie ones. And beforehand, there's a drinks reception beforehand. And wherever you look, I mean, I'm talking whichever angle you look, there are famous faces. Mm. And faces that you know so well that you almost kind of go, oh, hi, and then realise you're saying hi to somebody that you don't know.
But you think you do because, you instantly see them and you smile, don't you? Yeah. And go, oh, and
but also it's an awards show, so it's all the faces are faces of people that are really good at their job. There's no one that's in there like, oh, that's that guy from that show that's not very good.
Right. It's all
none
names.
Of them are in there. Mm.
Yeah.
It's all like the cream of the crop.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go, wow, okay, this is the big leagues.
But you must know some of those guys.
I know a couple of them, yeah. But still, you know, when you put everyone together in the room, you realize, wow, this is a big night.
It's like, I always say, it's like the Christmas episode of a big TV show because everybody is there.
Mm. Right.
And you're just like, this is just the weirdest thing. And if anybody knows who you are, well, for me, like there'll be somebody famous walk by and go, all right, Chris. And I go, hello.
Right.
And you go, how do they know who I am? How do they know who I am? Mm. And you get all giddy and then. But I was down. That was me just giving out an award.
Yeah. But that must be great, though, to stand up in front of those sort of people. You know? I mean, you're in massively good company. You stand up there, you win an award.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. It was kind of a blur, you know, the whole thing, looking back on it now. But it was, it was a huge honor, sure.
I'd imagine it's nice to win the award and get the recognition, but at the same time, if you're not prepared, you've got to stand up in front of all those people, all your peers and people that you respect, do you feel there's an element, because everyone's watching you, everyone in the room now, forget the TV audience, everyone's looking at you.
Yeah.
So your mindset must be really weird because you've got the award, so you've got to go and go thanks to everybody and thank your mum, and whatever you do, don't forget your mum, because that would be the worst thing you could do is to forget to thank your mum or the people who write the show or make the show. And then at the same time, you kind of feel maybe you want to be a bit entertaining, and at the same time, you're probably a bit nervous, you just want to get off, and, you know. And that's why Matt's speech was brilliant. He went on, he said thanks, looked a bit uncomfortable, and said goodbye and walked off.
Try to end on a little joke and get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
But it must be odd. If you look out to the audience and you glance and suddenly you see the likes of Steven Spielberg or Brad Pitt or George Clooney or something, and they're all there looking at you and clapping, and you just think, that must be a very surreal moment. That must be really...
Yeah, well, that's kind of exactly what happened. You know, I stand there and I look down into the crowd, and I knew better. You don't look right down in the middle. That's where all the A-listers are. You know?
Right.
Look out at the edge.
Yeah.
Anything. Oh, that guy used to be on a show. And I made eye contact with Steven Spielberg, and I just felt myself start to sweat and just kind of, you know, you get that kind of clammy.
Yeah.
And then your pasty mouth. And
ugh. I'd like to thank all the writers and people who made the show. I'm available for Warhorse 2. Okay. Right. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
See, I'd think that would be just a very surreal thing. But anyway,
it is very. There's nothing normal about it.
No,
you know, those kind of things. But you know, like I said, it was a huge honor and it was a lot of fun. And
where is the award? Where's the Golden Globe?
It's at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel, right in Beverly Hills. There.
No, where's the actual award? Your award.
Oh, at my house.
Is it in the bathroom?
It's holding the bathroom door open.
Props. Is it really?
No, it's on my desk. I get a couple of other awards in there too.
Do you not have awards in your bathroom?
No.
Really? Yeah.
Is that where you keep them?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I have them in the guest bathroom, in the guest toilet. So when you go to take a pee, you can see how popular I used to be in the early 2000s.
And how do you know that people aren't like handling your awards before they wash their hands?
I don't touch them. They just sit there. I don't use that bathroom. I've got my own. Mm. I want to show off, but I have a non-sweetie. Yeah. I have a couple of awards downstairs in the kitchen, and then the rest are all upstairs in the guest bathroom. Because I didn't know where to put them.
Right.
So I thought I'll put them in the bathroom.
Nice.
You know?
As good as anywhere.
And then what do you do after you win the Golden Globe? Do you get to take it home that night?
Yeah, you go, there's a party. Right. Like in the hotel, there's a bunch of different parties. So you go to all the, you know, kind of meander through the
different schmooze. Parties.
And it's funny because you see everyone that's won sort of carting around this heavy marble trophy. And Steve Mangan came with me. So it was Steve and my girlfriend and I, and we kind of all took turns babysitting it because you don't want anyone to steal it.
Sure.
Those things must get lost at those parties, though.
Yeah, but if you lose it, you just grab someone else's. It doesn't have a name on it.
Oh, really?
They're supposed to send me my name, you know, the plaque, I guess, and you stick it on with a piece of tape or something. Still haven't gotten that. I don't know.
So you just have an empty Golden Globe?
Yeah. I'm getting ready to scratch it in myself.
I think you can buy those outside the Chinese theater. There's loads of them. Oscars, everything.
Everything.
Emmys.
Yeah, you can get any of them.
See, but that's got to get you into any party whatsoever. If you walk in with a... Mind you, if it doesn't have your name on it, they'll be like, yeah, whatever, get out of the way. Come on.
I want to see your driving license as well.
Yeah, we've seen all that before. Yeah, that's exactly. Not a real one.
No.
Well, everybody should watch the show because it's great. And Matt plays an outrageous version of himself, is what it says here on my notes. Which is true. And after, if you've not seen it, you should have seen it. It's won awards and everything. It's beautifully written, it's really well acted, it's great. And it starts on the 11th of May for Series 2 on BBC 2 at 10 o'clock on the mighty BBC. So you should tune in and watch. It's what he won a Golden Globe for. Mm-hmm.
And I think the whole cast is really good too, you know, especially the English actors in it.
No, Tamsin, they're very Greg, weak.
Tamsin, Greg and Steve Mangan.
No, they're very weak.
You don't like Steve Mangan?
No, don't like them.
who would you say is your favourite in there?
Matt.
Right, okay.
Really?
Yeah. But if Stephen comes on the show, it'll be Stephen. Stephen.
Has he been on the show?
No.
He's a funny guy.
No, I know. And he's great in it. He's really, really good in it. And, you know, the last episode, there's some proper good serious, proper acting going on. You know?
He's
very serious.
Went to RADA.
Did he?
Mm. Woo! Very fancy.
So he's like a proper...
Is that where you met?
No, I didn't get to RADA, no. They drove by it once.
Yeah. They don't have RADA in LA.
Yeah.
They have the actor studio in LA, but it's all boarded up.
Yeah.
And has been for a while. There must be no new actors in Los Angeles at all. It's like they all had a big meeting and went, listen, there's too many bloody young kids coming in. We need to close this actor studio
down. Close the youth academy.
And then there'll only be like, you know, a handful of us left. We'll always be working.
I was there at that meeting.
Yeah, I bet you were.
All in favour?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Let's board up the windows and all of that.
Get the nails.
Yeah. All right, well, look, lovely to meet you.
You too. Nice
and
to you
can come back anytime you want to come back and hang out. And
do
you
know, nothing.
We don't even need to interview you. You can just sleep on the sofa.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's a nice comfy sofa. And next time I'm in LA, I'm going to come round.
Sit by the pool
and do nothing.
Apply lotion.
Yeah, I won't even ring the doorbell. I'll just climb over the fence because I don't want to disturb you.
Mm, right.
And I'll leave a note saying I'm by the pool.
Okay, great.
That doesn't sound dark at all.
Yeah, it does sound a little bit creepy, actually. Little bit. Do you know what? I'll send you a message on the Twitter or something.
Yeah, just call me.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. All right, nice to see you. And enjoy the rest of your time in London.
I will, thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, sparkling and beautiful, my brother, Mr. Matt LeBlanc. Na, 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 na.